Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
I said, "Hey, baby, you want a piece of me?" You know what she said to me?
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go, go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh, God. New blazes. Out of radio business. I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
Free to call the police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother.
I've been hoodwinked.
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane.
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black.
All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
Yow's on.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Glad to be along with you one more time tonight. One more time. You never know. It could be the last time, Jared.
We can only hope, right?
I know you're wishing that. You can take a break if you need to.
Now?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be back.
Later. Right after I let you do this show by yourself.
We're not doing that ever again.
Okay. No. All right. Oh, we got a lot of great stuff planned tonight, and we'll get to all that information here shortly. But first of all, we want to talk to our other guest host, our co-host, I should say, Mr. Magic Matthew Paul Miller, also known as Magic. Let me make sure I can get this right. Matisyahu? Is that how you can pronounce that guy's name? Matisyahu? Remember that guy? That Jewish rapper, Matt?
I think you finally stumped me on one. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the guy, he kind of like, you know, he looked like a Hebrew dude with a, kind of wore a yarmulke, long beard, long hair, and he called himself, his real name was Matthew Paul Miller, but he went by, I believe the name is pronounced Matisyahu, or Matisyahu. Yeah, Matisyahu. I finally stumped you. Thank you.
I'm going to look it up.
Gesundheit.
Please do. You'll recognize his face. He looks like he's one of the family there. Yeah.
Okay.
Part of the clan. So
I see him now. No, I still don't recognize
him.
Okay,
didn't think so, but that's okay.
man.
Well, Matisyahu, I would like to take you back with me to our radio days and think about nights like this. Oops. There we go.
K95. Hi, can you play that one song by Whitney Houston?
Come on, sing with me.
Love you.
It was a sad, sad, sad weekend this weekend, Magic Matt. Very sad.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest. We played the living S word out of Whitney Houston songs back in the day.
Oh my gosh. They're still burned into my brain. I know far too many words to far too many Whitney Houston songs.
I would be embarrassed to say the exact same thing. And Jared, I know that you grew up a huge fan of Whitney Houston's, and I want to say that I'm very sad for you too. Big fan, right?
Not particularly.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
Just kidding.
I mean, I didn't want her dead, but, you know.
No. And I was very surprised, as I tweeted, that Bobby Brown did not kill her and that Bobby Brown didn't die first, because those were the two things you would think of immediately.
Maybe he'll put the voodoo on her.
You never know. He could have put the OJ on her.
That's the first thing I thought of was.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe Bobby Brown outlasted her.
No kidding. No
or kid. Anybody else for that matter.
Well, that's true. I mean, it all went downhill for her when she married Bobby Brown. I mean, she married him and he had a song called Humping Around. I mean, it was just strange. And that's the other guy we played the hell out of back in the day. It was Bobby Brown. It was just Huey Lewis and Phil Collins and Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. But, you know, I was thinking to myself, Brad, do you have a favorite Whitney Houston song? And while I was trying to think of that, I went through my iPod and realized that I had 44 more Toby Keith songs on my iPod than I do Whitney Houston, which is 44 more, 0 plus 44 equals 44. I have no Whitney Houston songs on my iPod. But if I had to claim one as one that I really liked, I always liked this one because it's just got a groove, kind of a little bit harder. It's a great song to talk over the ramp, you know, always saying things like 75 degrees outside with sunshine and Whitney Houston KG95. You know, still got it, by the way. I like this song quite a bit, though. If you had to pick one, Matt, could you pick one?
That one pops into my head. See, I only have three to choose from because I can only think of three. there's that one, and I Will Always Love You.
Of course.
The Dolly Parton version better.
Mm-hmm. What about this
that's
one?
That's the one.
Yeah. How Will I Know?
Wait, no.
No.
Maybe there's a fourth one.
Don't confuse Roxette with Whitney Houston now. Hang on.
Ooh.
Wow. Now, this one here, How Will I Know? Yeah.
Yeah, I picked this one.
Yeah. Yeah. She had like major extensions in this music video. Yeah.
On which part of her body?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do it everywhere.
Well, if you're going to make the carpets match the drapes, you may as well get the extensions down below.
Well, you know. little soul glow down below.
Exactly. So Whitney Houston croaked, and we're very sad. Let's see where she's at on Baby Tonight here. I'll see. Back in the verses again. Hope we get to hear the chorus, but maybe later, maybe not. I don't know. So,
wow.
You knew that when the Grammys came on, it was, let me turn this song off completely. It's still under us here. You knew when the Grammys came on that I thought the Grammys would be about 90 minutes longer than they normally should be because everybody would want to be talking about Whitney Houston.
Right.
But
right.
Clearly they nipped that in the bud early on. They did some stuff. They did a couple of tributes. And they didn't really overdo it, which was nice. And I got to tell you, I don't remember watching the Grammys to the extent that I did last night, the other night, I should say, on Sunday night. But I was actually impressed. I actually really, really enjoyed most of the performances. And, I mean, the Foo Fighters were on. I got to tell you, Matt, I mean, even that little blonde girl kind of impressed me. Taylor Swift. Yeah, Taylor Swift. I mean, I even enjoyed that.
She was good.
Yeah, she was. I mean, and she got a standing ovation, you know?
Mm-hmm. She picked the perfect song to sing.
She clearly
for
did.
For that, for an atmosphere like that. That's, you know, right in her range. And
yeah.
It was good.
It was very cool. And, yeah. You know, Foo Fighters were on. Bruce Springsteen was on. You know, Paul McCartney was on a couple of times. And but the one thing that really stuck out to me was Adele. Okay, now Adele is this British woman who, now do you know who Adele is, Jared?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I describe her as, because somebody asked me today on Twitter, who's Adele? And for me, Adele is a British woman who looks like she probably smells like Aquanet and women's body odor. Feminine odor. That's kind of what Adele looks like to me.
And mucus,
yeah. And cobwebs, you know.
Dust
and stuff like that. But now, before we get into Adele's music, real quick, I forgot to bring this up on YouTube. I'm going to pull this up while I talk about this. Everybody knows, and I know Todd also knows about this, with what's her name? Freakazoid. Lady Gaga, who, by the way, they could not stop showing her on. Did you watch the Grammys, either one of you guys?
No, I boycott every year.
Matt?
I watched quite a bit of it, yeah.
Okay, they just kept showing Lady Gaga. I mean, they could not stop showing her. And
record company probably paid him a little under the table for that.
Well, that could be too. I don't know. But she had this webbing on her face, right, Matt?
Yeah, she looked like she was a fish caught in a net.
She did. And she didn't look comfortable at all.
No,
either.
It's like was pulling on her face.
Yeah, and she was like had this plastic smile. It was weird. It was just really weird. And well, anyway, as everybody knows, this past year she had a song out called Help Me. What's it called? Not Express Yourself.
It's the one that's...
Born This Way.
Born This Way. It's basically Madonna.
Madonna's Express Yourself. And I heard that song, the Lady Gaga song, in Denver last week on business. And then later that day, I had Madonna's Express Yourself in my head all day long. So that's how much it sounds like Madonna's Express Yourself.
So it's Madonna, not Aerosmith, right?
This is true.
Not born this way.
No, not that. No, okay. No.
Just making sure.
No. So then I'm listening to this Adele song on the Grammys. I'm like, okay, this is the one that Chris Kamler was talking about. It's like, oh, they play Adele all the time. It's a good song. I mean, Rolling in the Deep, or in Adele's case, it probably should be called Rolling in the Flower. But I know it's bad. I know, but I had to say it. Roll Me in the Flower. So Adele's song, Roll Me in the Flower, I was like, this song sounds so much like another song, another Grammy award-winning song, by the way, from a few years ago. And so I finally Googled it before I went public with kind of asking on Twitter if anybody else had recognized this. I went ahead and Googled it. And sure enough, up on YouTube, I came up with this. Do you guys remember the song by Gnarls Barkley called Crazy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, guess what? These songs, hang on here. These songs are two of the same. Check this little thing out I found on YouTube where they put the two songs together, I do believe.
Oh,
this
will be good.
This is Crazy, hear the music. And Adele's singing her song. Kid you not.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll wait to get the chorus here. I mean, the verse, I mean, I knew the chorus sounded a lot like Gnarls Barkley. But when I heard this, I was like, whoa. Wow.
You know, that has bugged me forever.
Did you notice it? Did you just didn't know what it was?
No, I couldn't place it until I read what you wrote on Twitter earlier today, and I finally got it.
And that's what somebody else said on Twitter, too. They said, thank you for finally helping me figure out what song that reminds me of. And it's like, yeah, it's a knockoff. Here comes the chorus here. Crazy. It's amazing. Todd, how disappointed are you in American music?
I already knew because this has been going on for centuries.
Oh,
it gets worse every time you turn around, though. I mean, it has gotten so blatant now that it's really a surprise to me that there's not more lawsuits, really.
I mean, well, yeah. And even more strangely enough, the Academy, not the Academy, the Grant, well, the Academy does the Academy,
Oscars.
Sorry. The Grammy, the panel. What do you call them?
I don't know what
the voters,
they're called. Yeah.
The douchebags,
right,
that vote on this stuff. Voted basically the same song in for Grammys twice because Gnarls Barkley won a Grammy too.
It just kind of shows how formulaic so much of this can be, you know?
Well, at least she's not using a little machine to make her hit the right pitch,
well,
which most of them
true.
Are doing.
True. I mean, she's a great singer, and I do like some of her music. I really do. And in fact, I mean, I think pound for pound, she's better than Gnarls Barkley, you know, when you get
Are
right
you
down to it.
Counting all of them?
Right. Sorry. Right. It's terrible.
Right.
It's terrible.
All Barclays?
It was terrible. All Barclays, yes.
Terrible.
But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So it's happening all over the place, and Adele is none different. But anyway, so one thing, as you can see, I'm jumping all over the place here tonight's show. The Grammys, that stuff wasn't on the chart.
I didn't even see that on
yeah,
the schedule.
Yeah, no, not on the schedule, you know. Impromptu. A little warm tonight, though. Man.
Don't do it.
No?
Don't.
Let's take off my shirt?
Please don't.
No? All right. I got to share this with you guys. When I was in Denver last week and went to an Avalanche game and went with my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Red Wings.
Natural reaction.
You're a Red Wings fan.
Double boo.
Anyway, and I went with my friend Clint, who is a mutual friend of our good friend JJ the Pollock. And Clint and I went, and we ate at a place across the street from the Pepsi Center called The Tailgate. It's a new place. And before we left to go across the street to the hockey game, we both used the restroom. He used it first and came back, and he said, look, he goes, I don't want to freak you out, but you need to go into the restroom there and check out the two-way mirror that's not really a two-way mirror. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, basically it's a window, and it's about shoulder level. And I said, all right, let me just go check it out myself. So I went to the bathroom. I went up to the urinals, and the urinals, sure enough, you walk in the door and you take a quick right, and the urinals are up against this wall, and you get up to the urinal, you start doing your thing, and you're looking out of a window that's about shoulder high, maybe a little bit lower on me, okay? And it looks like it's probably two-way glass, but you're not really sure. And nobody's really looking at you. And you're just standing there. All they can see is I'm kind of looking at you. I mean, they just see your shoulders. You know, they don't see. I mean, I'm sure that if I decided to go to town on myself, they'd be able to notice, you know. But I didn't.
Good to know.
That time. Yeah. But it was kind of weird. I'm like, no, this is two-way glass. There's no way that they've put in an actual window. And so Clint must be crazy. So I walked out, and unfortunately for me, I looked back to see if I could see in, and I couldn't see in, but that's because there was nobody standing there, okay? So I went to Clint, and I said, Clint, no, I don't think so. I said, I really think that's two-way glass. He said, no. He goes, the reason that I know it's not is because there was somebody standing there doing their thing when I left, and I could see them from the outside. So apparently it's just how the light maybe hits, whether it's supposed to be two-way glass, but maybe it's not good enough two-way glass. I don't know what it was, but literally a window into watching men pee is what it was.
Somewhere out there, there's someone who's really happy with that.
Yeah, his last name is probably, Sandusky. Damn it, the joke would have been a lot better if I could get the name out. Sandusky.
I don't know that he would be able to see his target audience, though, because the window would be too far over their head.
Well, that's probably true.
Right.
That's true. So I know Matt is also excited to hear about my cap.
Yes.
My brand new cap.
Get to it.
Is somebody running an EBS test? You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Sounds like this is a test.
Of course, he'll listen back to the broadcast and go, it's not there.
It's not there, but I can hear it. That's all that matters. All right.
Jeez.
Sorry.
You're poor listeners.
Can you hear that? Don't tell me you can't hear that.
There's something going
on. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Todd, you're always so full of it. You pretend that things aren't there.
What are you talking about? It's never there on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's there. It's there.
I love, but
is
it's,
there
but
something it, next door there or
but
something?
But it's in my headphones or it's in my... Yeah, they're probably drilling a hole in somebody's back next door.
Okay,
or something.
I got you.
Yeah,
all right.
No big deal. Anyway, Matt, I know you're a cap guy. You and I have always obsessed about our ball caps.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
We have methods to get them to fit our heads in the correct manner, methods of bending the bills correctly, and we've been doing this for years.
Yes, it's far too... I spent far too much time on hats through the years.
Yeah, and I've actually... It's gotten worse and worse as my hair has gone away and my egg has gotten bigger. It's been harder and harder to find a cap that fits my head correctly and makes me happy. I will never, ever buy a cap without trying it on first anymore. I mean, there's no way I'm going to buy a cap online, right?
Occasionally I will if it's a really hard one to find. Uh-huh. I've had some pretty good luck, but I hate to do it.
Yeah, it's scary. It's very scary. So the last time I went to an Avalanche game a couple of years ago, I couldn't find squat that I wanted. And I'm due for a new Avalanche hat. I haven't had one for years. So thankfully, this past week, I found one that I thought was really, really good. And I tried it on. And it was actually a fitted cap, which I told you recently, Matt, I'm not a big fitted cap guy because my egg is so weird that I can never get them to fit right. So I put it on. I looked in the mirror. The bill was already bent really well, the way I would like it. And I'm like, my God, I think I'm going to buy this hat. Let me just make sure there's nothing else here that I want instead. Okay, nope. All right, now let me check this other one. Same hat. This is so funny. Same hat, same cap, okay? Just not the first one that I tried on. So mm-hmm. I went to the mirror and tried that one on. Looked like crap. So that's what's crazy, too, about caps. You can have the same cap, three or four of them, same size. Try one of them on and it looks good. Try another one on the same size and it doesn't look correct. You ever had that happen, Matt?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going out looking at them and there's a couple extra larges, got to try them both on to see which one kind of fits better.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm so anal. I bought this thing. Kept it in the sack the entire time. Didn't put it on. Clint's like, you gonna wear your hat? I'm like, no. It looked kind of goofy. You go to the store, buy the cap, then go back out, sit down and watch the third period and wear your new cap. Yeah, I kind of feel like, yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, can't do that. It'd be like if I wore a Brad Westmarsh show hat.
You do.
I know, I don't. That's just it. I would never. It's like when Metallica wears their own t-shirts on stage. Gay. Yeah, you don't
say it's like buying a t-shirt at the concert.
Putting it on. Yeah.
Actually, it's worse when you write a song and put your own band's name into the lyrics. Like, this song is introducing yourself. I think that's worse than anything.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. That's pretty bad, too. I would agree with that. So I said, no way, I'm not going to do that, you know.
Unless the song came first and then you decided to name your band that. That's kind of cool.
Did you have a song called Jedi Superstar?
No, I did.
Yeah, God, you're gay.
And Iron Maiden did, too. You can't call Iron Maiden
gay. That's
true.
No, it's true. I mean, there are situations where I think that that's old school. That's fine. I wouldn't do it now. I think any new band that does, it's kind of off. I mean, if Fall Out Boy would have a song called Fall Out Boy, that would have been gay. Yeah. And they didn't have to do that to be gay. So, you know, so then I left the cap on the dresser at Clint's house the entire week. And this is how I got really weird about it. I refused to put it in my briefcase or put it in my suitcase because I knew, Matt, I knew that if I put that in my suitcase, even in the bag that it came with, it would get beat all to hell in the suitcase.
Screw it all up.
Oh, exactly.
I know. I'm such a weirdo about that stuff.
Thank God. I know I'm not the only person who's weird that way. So
no,
I carried it on.
If I get one, it's got to go on top.
Yep.
Like if I'm putting my stuff in my luggage away, my stuff in the back of the car,
yep,
it's got to go on top of everything.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I carried it on with my briefcase and my coat and then set it up above in the luggage thing and made sure that it stayed in good shape. And And then I wore it the next day for a while with my daughter and it looks great. I'm happy. Really happy.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Best $24 I've ever spent.
It's so hard to find a good hat.
It is hard. You see, Jared's different. Jared will go buy a baseball cap for the Red Sox, for example, and he doesn't care that his head looks like a box when he wears it because that's the way a baseball hat's supposed to look.
When's the last time you saw me wear a hat?
It's been.
I don't usually wear them. To be honest,
last year you wore one once or twice.
No.
Yeah.
Occasionally, yeah. And you know, honestly, I'd say all my baseball hats are all baseball hats. There's like.
That's true.
I don't have, like, I might have a Bruins one somewhere that's really old, and I have a really old Cincinnati Reds one, but that's...
Do you want to go through the rest of your closet for us?
No, okay. I'm not the one. I could spend 10 minutes talking about... No,
I was just comparing me and Matt being anal to you saying, I'm not that way.
Well, because I don't wear them that often.
That,
when you actually have hair worth showing off, there's no reason to hide it.
You know what? The gingers should feel that way.
Oh, I've got some... hot stuff going on up there. Sweet. I'm not going to deprive the world of his glory.
Oh, my God. I agree. And yeah. I'm assuming the carpets do match the drapes.
Oh, even brighter.
Very good.
It's like a supernova in my pants.
That deserves a...
Oh!
Hey, next time you want to update the software on this piece of crap before the show starts, Todd, thanks.
One more hat thing, Brad.
What's that?
One more hat thing. You want to know how weird I am about them?
How weird?
My
how weird
the,
are
from
you?
From the Cubs to the Royals is infamous on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The toughest decision for me to switch to the Royals was to give up my favorite hat, which is my Cubs hat.
Oh, yeah.
My regular blue Cubs hat. It fit perfect. The bill was perfect. That was the main thing. The last little thread that was holding me to the Cubs.
And I asked you about that. I mean, I said, how do you get rid of all the apparel and everything? And obviously, there was something that you hung on to, and I understand.
I still have that hat. Yeah.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
It's too good.
Definitely. Hey, one more thing I want to mention real quick, before we move on, because we have a special guest that's supposed to be on the line with us very soon. I'm a little nervous about it, actually.
Yeah, all of us are.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, American Stuffers, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the show. Maybe it was last week on the show we talked about it. And I forgot to mention one thing, okay? If we're going to stuff pets, how long before we stuff the humans? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I told them to do that down at the Jumping Catfish.
Yeah.
I told them to do that.
Did they say that they'd do that? No.
They went out of business because no one wanted to go there because they had every animal known to man staring at you while you ate. It was
horrible. The place over at Zona Rosa?
No, it was a place over on Shoto.
Oh, okay. I'll bet you if you stuff humans, people are going to come eat at your restaurant. Okay?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Don't you? Nobody? Jared?
No.
No?
They're going to wonder what's in the sausage.
Oh, yeah, that's that's a good point, too. And another show that I watched that I know that Matt's excited about, the Jousting show.
Yes.
Heavy Metal Jousting. You would like Celebrity Jousting, which would be good, too.
Yes.
Good idea. But I also watched an episode of Hillbilly Hand Fishing.
Oh, yes.
That show was unbelievable. Oh, you could not pay me enough to do that because I am a sissy when it comes to touching fish.
Me too.
I mean, there is no way. There is no way. Jared?
I wouldn't do it for a number of reasons, but I don't mind touching fish. That doesn't freak me out.
Do you mind intentionally letting them bite the hell out of your hand?
I don't like anything biting me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wouldn't be good. It's a crazy show. Yeah.
And it's disturbingly Freudian, really, when you think about it.
Well, I guess it is kind of Freudian. I just thought it was more a little rednecky. They should just do hillbilly hand fishing and American stuffers back to back. Oklahoma, Arkansas. Oklahoma, Arkansas. Oklahoma, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sense a theme.
I do sense a theme as well. So on the line with us here very shortly, we're going to have a very, very famous lady, at least on this show. Knows my voice.
She transcends the show.
Yeah.
We are fortunate to be basking in this radiance.
Yeah. Jan Terry is supposed to be joining us soon. Remember her song, Walkin' While Santa?
How could I forget?
And Todd has already stolen her and put her on his show. And so he already has a little bit of insight. He says that she gives three-sentence answers. And so we're going to need to pull some answers out of her. We're going to ask her, I think, our Ring of Fire initiation questions.
Oh, we got to start with that.
Okay, definitely. Definitely. Kind of get her warmed up and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
Fortunately, we don't have to see said warming up, right?
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah. And then I thought it'd be fun to maybe have a little contest between all of us to see who could get her to say the most words that start with R. Because it's kind of funny. And I'll tell you what, double points to anybody. In fact, Jared, I'll just tell you right now, if you can get her to say Rob Roy, I mean, I
don't even know if she knows what that is or who that
get
is.
Get her to say it. I don't know. I mean, I've got a few things I'd like to get her to say here. I just want to hear her say the word rap. I think that'll be easy. Okay.
How about Waskawee Wabbit?
Well, no, see, see, there you go, not playing fair again. Okay. How about Real World? I would like to hear her say the words Real World. Wouldn't that be good? Yeah. Yeah. We also need to get her to say, this is Jan Terry, and you're listening to the Brad Westmar Show. We got to get her to do some liners for us, okay? Which I know you didn't remember to do because I'm smarter than you are.
No, I didn't do it because we were live on the air.
Yeah, that's okay. We're gonna have her do it live on the air on the show because that's what makes it fun. See? Ha, ha, ha. See? Ha, ha.
It doesn't work for Night Watch.
My show, funny. Your show, Cereal's a Cheerio.
Felgacarb.
Get it? What? You just said it again. Oh, man.
I didn't say Felgacarb.
Yeah, why'd you just do it again?
I got a bit excited and used an expletive I shouldn't have used.
What the?
I apologize and I can promise it won't happen again.
I mean, what the hell?
I apologize and I can promise it won't happen again.
Two times. Two times.
$2 in the jar.
I promise twice.
My God, you've got editing to do now, too. The show will be up next Thursday. My God.
Well, we got to go.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Jan Terry on the horn, hopefully. And if we don't, we rip Todd to shreds for 20 minutes. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
I drink Dr. Pepper, don't you see? 'Cause it's the perfect taste for me. That original taste, you know, is making peppers everywhere I go. There's potent peppers, toting peppers, cooking peppers, good-looking peppers. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Us peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need. Ask any pepper and he'll say, only Dr. Pepper tastes that way. There's carrying peppers, marrying peppers, diet peppers, quiet peppers. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? There's saluting peppers, tooting peppers.
I'm the pepper man.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, dream Dr. Pepper.
Aye, aye.
Be a pepper, dream Dr. Pepper.
Yes, sir.
Be a pepper, dream.
Damn, damn, damn. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Now, a little behind-the-scenes action for you. We've been trying for the last about 10 minutes or so to reach our friend Jan Terry, Jared.
And I wonder if we just build it up. You know, we built it up so much, the karma just aligned against us.
I had a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really want to rip somebody a new a-hole for it.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
It's not my fault.
But I really can't blame it on you because let's be honest. I mean, Matt, all you got to do is watch Jan Terry's music videos, you know.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, but then again, people can watch your music videos too and know that...
Producing magic, Matt.
You're having a rave in your basement.
Taking off my shirt right now.
Yeah.
Every time that music kicks on.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully on next week's show, our guest won't back out on us. How's your wife feeling about that so far, Matt?
Oh, she's good to go.
Okay, good.
She wouldn't do that to
good.
Us.
Good. I know she wouldn't.
Well,
I'll just drive down the street and get her.
There you go. Yes, sir.
In my defense, it's even on her Facebook page in public there that she's supposed to be on.
This is true. And I understand you cannot control the mind that is Jan Terry.
No one can.
No, nobody can. But we did leave her one message off the air. I want to leave her a similar message, if you don't mind. If we go ahead and give her a call one more time. We tried her 3 or 4 times. We'll try her again. I'd like to leave her a professional message on the show to let her know how much we love her. And we'll see what we can do here. Let's see. And Todd's going to do his best to cover up her phone number because we don't want all you crazy men who are in love with Jan Terry to be calling her at home. Right?
No, we don't want to be responsible for that. She's got enough problems.
No. And she's got nice breasts.
Oh, sweet.
She does.
Sweet.
What are the chances?
It's ringing.
Listen,
it's ringing.
Okay. Stand by. Jan Terry's house.
It's ringing right now.
She's up north in the big C.
She's rocking.
She's in the C word.
The C word.
She lives there. She lives there.
Where does she live? For real.
Chicago.
Call her number.
All right, here we are. Jan Terry, we're calling you one more time. Brad Westmar.
We are here on the Brad Westmar Show. Jan Terry, we love you so much, and you had an appointment with us, and we're kind of disappointed, but because we're on your voicemail right now, I think we should go ahead and say, hey, Jan Terry, we love you. Woo! Jan Terry, seriously, we had an appointment, and I'm disappointed, but maybe next time. But
yeah, let us know. We can reschedule.
Yeah, and we may try to call you again here another time or two. But hopefully, at least you're having a good time. I mean, hopefully you're having a better time than what you would have with us. But we had a lot planned for you. So we miss you, Jan. We love you. Jared, tell Jan you love her.
Oh, absolutely.
Magic Matt.
For sure.
Todd, we already know you got her on your show, you bastard.
She was on Nightwatch.
Yeah. I know, yeah. But she's not on my show. You tell her not to show up, didn't you?
It must have happened that way.
That's terrible. Jan, please, we look forward to talking to you sometime in the near future. Brad Westmar saying, late. Thank you.
What was that?
Late.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Both Jared and I twitched simultaneously.
I am very disappointed. I am very sad, and it might be time for a song.
Are you going to sing it like she does?
I could try.
Twy.
I could twy.
Do it.
I actually don't know the words to this song very well, but I could probably make them up as I go along.
We love you, Jan Terry.
Something like that.
Yeah. I remember all my life.
Thank you, Todd. I remember all my life.
Raining down as cold as ice.
As cold as ice. Waning.
Shadows of a man.
Shadows of a
face
man.
Face through a window.
Sing it, Todd.
Crying in the night.
Yeah.
The night goes into morning.
Jan Terry, we love your body. We love your hair and your music. Look in your eyes during Journey to Mars. Freaks me out.
How happy you made me,
Jan Terry. You came and you gave without taking.
But I sent you away, Jan Terry. And stop me from shaking.
Yeah.
And I need you today, Jan Terry.
You got it. You got it, man. Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
That is awesome.
Can we do it again?
I think we can.
Oh. On the edge of time.
Walked away when love was
when Jan was mine.
When Jan was blind.
No answering phone calls.
On Night Watch, Jan Terry.
Well, you came and you gave without taking. Well, I sent you away, Jan Terry. Well, you kissed me and stopped me from shaking. And I need you today, Jan Terry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Number one hit right here.
Yeah.
Hey, if Adele can do it, so can we.
God, someone's got to do it.
That's right.
Adele. Yesterday's a dream.
Why do you know the words of this song?
I'll tell you a story about that one day.
Calling Jan Terry.
Come on, everybody.
You came and you gave without taking.
Of course, Jared's not singing.
Right. But I sent you away, Jan Terry. you kissed me and stopped me from shaking. And I need you today, Jen Terry.
Key change.
You gave without
listen
saying,
to Todd go.
But I sent you away, Jen Terry. You kissed me and stopped me from shaking. And I need you.
Oh, yeah. You know what would have been better? If we had done that on her machine. It would have been a lot better.
She would never talk to anyone again. She'd probably never do an interview after that.
Well, maybe not. Let's call her one more time.
Oh, no.
Please, just one more time.
I feel bad. We've already drove the poor lady. I don't want to call her again.
All right. Well, wait. Before the end of the show, we're going to call her again.
Jeez.
Got to call her.
We've attacked her answer machine 90 times.
I think there's one thing that's pretty clear here. There should be a Brad Westmar, Todd Sheets duet album. We should be doing some of
absolutely.
Our favorite. Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Jared's disturbed. Jared has nothing to say. As usual, when anything out of the ordinary happens in studio.
This whole show is out of the ordinary.
Well, every show is out of the ordinary.
Then I wouldn't say anything.
Well, then don't feel so bad.
I didn't say I feel bad.
Are your feelings hurt?
No.
Does it hurt? Where does it hurt?
I don't want you touching me there.
Oscar, he's very, very sensitive.
Killing
he's
me.
Just disappointed.
Are you disappointed?
He was really looking forward to talking to Jan.
That's a little bit of a hurt.
I am quite disappointed as well. So I'm trying to think what we should do next. You know, we've got so much that we could do. Like we could call Jan Terry again. You know,
why stop?
We could do another song. We could DJ, but we did that last week.
Yeah, we could divide it all up. We each got cell phones. Let's all call her simultaneously and see who can break through. Remember like buying tickets like in the 80s?
It's like a contest.
Yeah. There's just four different lines going nonstop.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Oh. I'm not feeling it at all. I'm very disappointed, though. I'm very, very disappointed. And I'm sure you're all... Some other words that I wanted to get Jan to say. Okay. Roy Orbison would be a good one. Can you go ahead and say
That's
it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger. Go ahead. Try to say that like she would.
Oh, I'm wondering how she ends it. You know, Ben Roethlisberger. Whoa.
Oh, God. How about Rottweiler? Tried to say Rottweiler? No?
She doesn't do it with L's too, does she? Or does she?
I don't think so. What's that, Matt?
Being from Chicago, she's got to get her to say Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose? Derrick Rose. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ronald Reagan? Be a good one too.
Right, right.
But I still think Rob Roy would be a good one if you can get her to say that. But we got to get her on the phone.
That was especially tough.
Yeah, would be tough. I don't know. You know, we could sit here and talk about the Super Bowl, but that's 2 weeks removed now.
And no.
You had a nice little time at your party.
No one even noticed the controversy, apparently, during the...
The halftime show?
Yeah.
We missed that, totally.
I mean, we're all standing there.
And we were watching it. That's the thing. In fact, we watched more of the halftime show than we watched of the game.
Yeah, it kind of felt that way.
I take half the blame for that, because I got to thinking about it, and it's like, I don't really want to play games during the Super Bowl, but I didn't really care about those teams. And I know it was your team, and I know you were disappointed.
Right.
But you didn't really start watching until 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter anyway. So
well, no, I was there at halftime.
That's true.
I had to get all you knob fed, you know.
Now, you did a nice job. But you really don't need to spend that much time in the kitchen being culinary.
I thought I had it all prepped. It just took longer than...
It does every year, and I feel bad for you. I want you to sit down on my lap and have a good time. What I usually want.
The two aren't mutually exclusive.
No, that's probably true.
It just came later, so to speak.
Wow, that deserved a sound effect, but...
Your hands are full of paper.
Exactly. Well, look, let's go ahead and take a break. I know one thing we've got on the agenda. We have Gripes of the Week. And I got to tell you, I knew this was going to... I was 50-50 with Matt as my witness, especially. I was 50-50 that we're going to actually have Jan Terry on tonight. So I'm sad. I'm very sad. It's not going to get any better. We do get to try her one more time before the show's over with.
Jeez, do we have to leave a message, though?
She'll get
a...
Yes! Yes, we do. Come on, Todd.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
I don't want to tear the woman up.
Now, let's go ahead and get a definitive answer from Jared. Jared, doesn't that show her how much we love her if we continuously call her and thank you? Matt, agreed?
Yes.
Yes. See, yeah.
She didn't love the attention, she would not be doing this.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we got Gripes of the Week. The good thing is that Gripes of the Week will take us a little bit of time here. We got Matt's going to have one. Jerry's going to have one. I actually have three in one. Because, again, my name is on the show, so I can do whatever I want to. Oh, who knows? Maybe Tom will have something to bitch about. You never know. We'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
This is a public service announcement for Trojan Condoms. Will this commercial last longer than your partner? Does the sizzle end once you leave the restaurant? Are you looking for more roar and less bore in the bedroom? Well, Trojan Condoms is proud to introduce the newest member to our loving family of products. It's called the Time Machine. The Time Machine is our new space-age engineered condom from Trojan. With our special blend of ribbing, lotion, and oils, it will extend your lovemaking into infinity. Don't take it from me. Listen to one of our testimonials.
We're busy!
Or how about this one? We're ready for your testimonial.
We're coming! We're coming! We're coming!
Ha ha ha! Priceless. Get to your local drugstore today before you waste another moment, because once you start using the Time Machine by Trojan, time will stop.
He knows a real live gay person. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Having one of those shows there, Todd. Stop messing around. Beat you up. Got something to say. It's amazing how you continuously swear on this show. It really, really is. Because you would think, especially, and let me see here, blah, 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 after Matt and I spent all the time that we spent watching zombie blood bath clips, and then they go and they say something like this in the middle of one of the clips.
He doesn't drink, smoke, or cuss on set, and he doesn't tolerate it from others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bullcrap.
I mean, do you remember giggling when you heard this, Tom?
He doesn't drink, smoke, or cuss on set, and he doesn't tolerate it from others.
Hey.
Focus.
Hold on, guys. That's it.
We're calling Jan Terry now.
She's calling us.
No way. Hang on. No way.
I do believe we have Jan Terry on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Jan, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
Jan Terry! Yeah!
Hi, Jan.
Jan.
Hey, what's happening? What's going on?
Jan, it's so great to have you on the show. This is Brad Westmar. I can't even say my name. I'm so nervous. Brad Westmar here, along with my co-host.
Hey, Brad, baby, what's happening? What's shaking?
What's shaking with you, babe? All right.
Oh, not too much.
We're going to
Seattle next month to do a show, and then probably California sometime in June.
Very good. What are you going to be doing out there?
Where? In Seattle?
Seattle, California. What, just vacation or...
No. I'm supposed to be doing a couple of shows out there.
Oh, good.
California.
When are you coming to Kansas City?
I think LA and Long Beach. I'm not too sure.
When are you coming to Kansas City to see us, though?
Oh, I don't know when you guys invite me.
Okay. Well, anytime. Jan, seriously, we love your music. We watch your videos all the time. We play your songs on the show quite a bit. And we actually have a really interesting way of introducing people to our show. We have what's called a Ring of Fire initiation quiz, where we pretty much just ask some really weird random questions about you. Would you be open to answering some truthful questions for us?
Sure.
Okay. All right. You don't sound too excited about it. Are you nervous?
No. Sure.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. We'll start off with one pretty easy here. Okay. In 30 seconds, how many U.S. presidents can you name? Are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Monroe, Nixon, Ford, Clinton, Carter, Bush 1, Bush 2, Ford, Lincoln, Ulysses Grant, Jackson,
let's see.
Truman.
It looks like time. Good job, though. Good job. That deserves some applause.
Absolutely.
That may have been almost all the presidents. I mean, that was
a pretty good run.
I think, what is there, like 46 presidents?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, we're going to ask you some more difficult questions. Let's see. Okay, here's one for you. this, and we all answer these questions before on the show too. So don't feel uncomfortable. If you want us to answer, you know, one of these questions, we will as well. When was the last time you picked a booger in your nose? Can you think of when that might have been? Because I can tell you right now, I did it during the break just now. So
I don't know. I've been getting nosebleeds lately. So
trying to keep keep your finger out of your nose so you don't make your nose bleed, right?
No. It's just like at work, I'll be walking, and all of a sudden, it's just have to go one into the bathroom because I just been getting nosebleeds lately. So the booger question, I would say. I didn't know.
Okay.
It's this Midwest air.
Yeah, we have some really weird air. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Jan, a couple more. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's cold one day, the next day it's like 60 degrees, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Here's one for you that's very simple. What demons are you currently battling? What kind of demons, what are you struggling with right now in your life?
Probably the demons that are jealous of me, or the ones that are the fat demons.
Fat demons? We're all battling those.
Well put.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fat demons, I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. One more question for you. This one's pretty easy. If I ask you all these questions, it's going to get boring for you and too personal, but I'll ask you one more that I think is pretty easy. Who, and you're in Chicago, right? So you know of a lot of athletes, I'm sure, because Chicago has a lot of those there. Who, in your opinion, Jan, is the most handsome male pro athlete? I mean, there's a lot of handsome ones out there.
Yeah, I think it's the captain of the Wolves.
The captain
the
of
hockey
the
team.
The Minnesota Timberwolves. Who?
No. We have the Chicago Wolves.
Chicago Wolves of the IHL or the okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's somebody we don't know, but I'm sure he's handsome because all hockey players are handsome for sure. Especially the ones without teeth.
Yeah, I like hockey.
Okay, yeah, we like hockey too. So, very cool.
Excellent.
Very cool. Hey, Jan, tell us a little bit about your music.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Tell me about my... I passed, okay.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Tell us a little bit about your music now. First of all, do you have a little dog in your lap? Do you have a mouse or a dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a dog.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, I have Benny. It's a dog.
It sounds kind of like Todd Sheets and his mice, because they run around here, too.
I'm massaging him, and he's got a sore shoulder.
Oh, massaging
poor puppy.
Massaging the dog. Okay. So,
massaging the doggy.
Jan, tell us a little bit about your music. You do so many different kinds of music. One of our favorites is Get Down Goblin, you know, Rock and Roll Santa.
Now, did you hear the new one, Excuse My Christmas?
No, I don't think I've heard that yet. Can I get that? Where can I get that?
YouTube?
Okay.
It's on YouTube. It's got 43,000 hits. Yeah, it just came out that Wednesday before Christmas. So
okay.
It just came out.
Okay. We will check it out and play it here on the show here in a little while. Have you ever thought about doing anything? You've done rock, you've done country, you've done pop. Have you ever thought about doing rap music?
Doing what?
Rap music?
Well, yeah, and my song, the IOS song, is a little part of the rapping.
Okay. I guess I missed that. I'll have to go back and check that out.
Yeah, that's on the second album. Did you know about the Internal Revenue Service?
Oh, the IRS.
Yeah.
Yeah, the IRS. Yeah, that's right. What I used to call it. Yeah.
And mind you, I did country rapping way before in the 90s, and the country people and the record companies tell me that's not. You can't do that. It's unheard of. And now, lately, they've got some of it in their music. I'm the dinosaur age.
Yep. No, you're right.
And then they follow me. So.
That's a good point,
they
Jan.
It's like their idea.
Yeah. No, Jan Terry is right about that. She started country rap, and then Cowboy Troy came out. And I never liked Cowboy Troy. I'd rather hear Jan Terry.
Oh, absolutely.
Rap, sing, whatever the case might be. How do you find the people that are in your music videos? I mean, I know sometimes some of them are related to you, right?
No, they're not related. Oh, well, my dad was Rock and Roll Santa.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be in it. No, they were friends of mine. I used to go to their hair salon, and Nikki and Michelle, I used to get my nails done by Michelle, and so they were the girls that worked in the hair salon, and I was telling them about the videos, and then they wanted to do the videos.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, your dog sounds like he's in heat. You said
no, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's laying down right here. He's
okay. Okay.
Yeah. No,
hey,
he's not in heat.
Okay. Hey, Jan. What? Seriously, what do we have to do to get Jan Terry in Kansas City? Does anybody know? Do we know? Do we have to? We don't have any money, and you know this show. Nobody listens to the show, so you don't have to worry
whatever.
About.
Whatever. Yeah.
No. You know. But we were just wondering. I mean, you know, have you ever been to Kansas City?
A long time ago. Okay. Kansas City, here I come.
Yeah, that's right. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it a Beatles song?
No, Kansas City was a...
they did it.
Beatles they did do it. Did they do it too?
Yep.
Damn, Jan Terry's smart. Yep. Smart.
She's on it.
Beautiful.
My favorite Beatle of all time is Paul McCartney. I've loved Paul since I was five. Wow. I first seen him live in Chicago here.
Me too.
Wouldn't it be a treat for you to meet Paul McCartney someday?
Oh yeah, I talked to the Grammy people, and when this new album comes out, I just have to let them know the release date, and then I can get my voting rights back again.
What do you mean, get them back again?
I was a member of NERIS. That's the people that do the Grammys, and okay. I got away from it for a long time, so I called them to ask them what I had to do, and I said I'm working on a project, and they said, just let us know when the release date is, and then, you know, I just have to pay my dues, and then I can be activated again.
That is fantastic, because I got to tell you, I think everybody here in this room agrees that we need more people voting on the Grammys like Jan Terry than who are over there now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely.
More Jan Terry. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Adele won, but I really liked Katy Perry. I really like a lot of... Her album is really good. She has like 6 or 7 hits from that one album.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Teenage Dream. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think they're both fantastic too. But I still think that putting somebody in with the voice of reason like yourself to at least have a vote would be fantastic. And we need more people like you in that regard. So now that is somebody at your door. Is somebody at your door?
No, it's just somebody down the hall because I live in an apartment and he's
okay.
He hears them and he acts up. So.
Are you?
Benny, shut up.
Are you? Do you live alone, or are you married, or where are you at right now in your life, Jan?
I'm single.
Okay.
Not married. Haven't found the right guy yet. Haven't the ball and chain yet.
Okay. Fair enough. No need to rush it, right?
Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
I haven't found the right guy yet.
You haven't. I understand, and neither have I. Well, wait a minute. Right girl. No, I have. Wait, no, I'm married. But never mind. I didn't say that out loud. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to know that I was married. But that's okay. No. Hey, Jan, I need you to do something for me before we let you go. If you could help me by making some bumpers, I would just like to have you say here on the phone for us, this is Jan Terry, and you're listening to the Brad Westmar Show. Could you do that for me a couple times?
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Jan Terry, and you listen to the Brad Westmar Show. This is Jan Terry, and you listen to the Brad Westmar Show.
One more time, if you could.
This is Jan Terry, and you're listening to the Brad Westmar Show.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Love it. Thank you. That's going to be great.
I feel like one of those big celebrities because I always hear them when they're doing the
exactly
the radio stations.
To us, you are a big celebrity.
You know, really, you are, Jan. Seriously, I mean, you are the first celebrity that we've had on this show, and this show has been around for a while. So we are very, very happy to have you, and we do definitely hope that you can come to Kansas City sometime, be on Todd's show again, be on my show, maybe perform. We'll take you out, show you a good time, and any time at all, you get here. Please do. So, Jan, we're going to keep your number, and we'll stay in touch if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Jan, we're going to check out your new song, too, and please stay in touch with us. And once again, we want to thank Jan Terry one more time.
Yeah. Yay! Woo!
Jan, we love you. Take care of yourself and stay in touch, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what? She's a nice gal. I don't care what you say.
Oh, I wasn't. What,
no,
what
I'm
you,
kidding.
Why were you
joking,
looking at me like
I'm
that?
Joking. I'm joking. It's a joke. I don't care what you say. I don't care what anybody says. I think she's cool.
There you go.
I don't care what they say in the comments on YouTube, Matt. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, you got to ignore those trolls.
Exactly. People don't like me either, you know? Everybody likes me now. You know that? Almost everybody. You know what's going to happen now? Our gripes are going to have to carry over to next week's show.
That's fine.
Which you'll do. That's fine.
That'll do, pig.
And then we'll... there you go. I've been waiting for you to say that for a while now. Yeah. That was great. And you know what? Seriously? You don't even have to get her to say R words. She says plenty of R words as it is.
I know. I was going to ask her if she was going to write a song about pirates, but... you know, because a lot of her songs have a theme.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. But, you know, she's got the Chicago accent in there, too. So it's the accent. Yeah, along. Yeah. And it works, though. I like it. And you can't tell the accent at all when she sings.
Not really.
Not a clue.
You can tell other things, though.
Well, that's true. She's a nice gal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to get her here. I do.
That would be stellar.
We'll talk to Kilroy.
To what?
Jim Kilroy, the
promoter. Oh, Kilroy, that's right. What do you think he would... Do you think he'd really want to get her here? I don't think...
He might. He might do it for me.
Probably not.
He owes me.
I would chip in for hotel, you know, if we want to put up in a hotel a couple nights, maybe.
Yeah.
Or better yet, we should drive to Chicago and drive her back, because that would be an awesome road trip.
Well, that's...
That much time in the car with Jan Terry, your head would explode.
It would, wouldn't it?
Oh.
That'd be bad.
The unauthorized footage. I just can't wait for that to hit.
We don't have time for this, do we?
We can do one chorus. One chorus.
Okay.
Because Barry has to get ready and then stop.
Yep, and then he's teasing us. Jan Terry, she's a tease, too.
Barry Manilow.
We'll open up next week's show with her new song.
I was hoping her favorite Beatle was Wingo, but...
Trey? Yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
Happy you made Brad and Terry when you came and you gave without taking. But we send you away, Jan Terry. Will you kiss Brad and stop him from shaking? And he needs you today, Jan Terry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for humoring me and letting me indulge one more time, Mr. Todd Sheets. That's Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be shaken more if Jan Terry kissed you? I mean, it wouldn't stop me from shaking. I'd be all excited.
I would be, too.
You know, I'd be all a quiver.
I don't care what people say. She's an attractive lady.
In more ways than one.
I mean, exactly. In different areas.
Yes.
And...
In regions.
Regions and...
Dimensions and...
Journey to Mars. Journey to Mars. I mean... Rock and roll Santa. Her dad played Santa.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Dad is a polar opposite of her. He's not attractive at all.
Well, that's... Yeah. That's, yeah. Which is fine. He looks like your typical gruff, grumpy Chicagoan, doesn't he?
Yeah. Kind of does. Yeah.
Kind of craggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, are you sad that you weren't here?
I'm really bummed.
You'd be even more sad if Jan was here in studio.
Oh, I'd make it down there. That wouldn't happen.
Okay. That's probably true. Let's see. Yeah. We got to close the show.
Take her to a Royals game, and then we can all go.
That's true.
Maybe she can sing the national anthem.
Oh! Work on that with Kilroy, Todd. Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. We need to maybe talk to Royal Man about that one. Yeah. Maybe he has an inside.
Royal Man, he doesn't know squad.
Get Toby on the phone.
No, I bet, you know, he does. Yeah.
Poor Royal Man.
Poor Troy. Yeah. By day, he's Troy Olson. He works in the same office as Dwight, who stands when he works. No offense, Jared.
None taken.
Okay. Still standing while you work?
Yep.
Okay.
I just don't work.
Just don't work now.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, we got to close this show. Jared, thanks for being here, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You'll be here next week. We will... have a special moment with Matt's wife and find out what's wrong with Matt. We'll also do our gripes of the week. Matt, make sure your wife is ready.
She'll be ready.
Your wife's name is Jan Terry, right? No, Stacy. Stacy. Stacy Matisat Yahoo or whatever that name is. So we'll be talking to you next week too, pal. Good to have you along.
All right, thank you.
Todd Sheets, happy to be all he can be. I'm Brad Westmar saying thank you, Jan Terry, our guest, and thank you for listening. Good night.